This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Check in and stay up to date all day long.
In the car, on my way to work, heading home.
Listening online keeps you in touch while you work at talk1370.com.
Get it right now.
Talk 1370.
Anywhere I need.
The right choice.
Welcome to Speed City with John Massengill, Les Kaiser, and Jonathan Green. It's the fastest hour on the radio. Speed City.
Good evening, gearheads. Welcome to Speed City. Man, we are fired up. It's been another fantastic...
Double fired up.
Yeah, 2X, as in the duel in Detroit fired up. Man, we're really excited. Obviously, we had IndyCar all weekend with the duel in Detroit 2 races. We had a fantastic MotoGP race and Red Bull Rallycross and lots of stories. Lewis Hamilton fighting with the Formula One. You name it. It's all going on.
IndyCars, Formula One, cats and dogs.
Dogs and cats living together. I love it. The Bill Murray reference.
Yes, you got it.
I did get that.
Good man. But I do kind of enjoy the banter that's going on between the IndyCar and the Formula One crowd. I don't know. I think we need to have them meet more often over at, you know, the Race of Champions. Put them in equal cars. Quit pointing at the technology or quit pointing at the equipment. Let's put driver to driver and go for it.
Absolutely.
Heel to toe. Let's go.
Heel to toe, baby. You know, I think it's fun for us just to watch them making fun of each other, but I don't think it's any really big deal. I think it's good for both sports, right?
Oh, I think it is. I think it is. I think it builds curiosity, quite honestly, about the other sport. And so, you know, we follow all kinds of open wheel stuff here. And so I think it's pretty cool to see them actually acknowledging each other. And you know, I don't know how serious anybody really is, except, you know, Fernando just wondering if Honda can build a motor that doesn't explode. But that's really about the only thing that I'd say it's consistent between the two right now.
Well, let's talk about what we got going on tonight, because we are so excited because Graham Rahal, the winner of both races in IndyCar this weekend at the Detroit Duel, and he's going to join us live at about 7:40-ish. Yeah. We'll see how all that goes. But
yeah, he's
sometime
got,
this evening.
He said he's got like 3 hours of media interviews going on. So
well, hopefully we'll get him for 5 or 10 minutes of
you
that.
You bet.
Also, of course, we are going to talk about MotoGP. Huge race for Ducati. I mean, huge, actually. And then we're going to talk a little Red Bull Global Rallycross, because Jonathan Green is out there calling that. He's doing the track commentary out there, and he is... this was in Boston this time, and he's going to be joining us here. Yeah. He's going to be calling in here in just a minute.
Hey, and you know, when we have Graham on, let's make sure and check in on Courtney Force. Courtney had a bad run yesterday, qualified very well, but had a motor explosion in her dragster. And sometimes things don't actually hurt until the next day or two. So I knew Graham was checking in on her yesterday, and she actually did a race again. So I'm betting she's doing okay.
Yeah, because that's his wife.
That's right. You know, that's the fastest couple in racing right now.
No kidding.
Courtney Force over there in drag racing the funny cars, and Graham pulling the double today at Indy.
You know, Graham, obviously this has only been done once before where somebody won. I think it was 2013.
Was it? I wasn't sure if it had been done at all.
Yeah, I was listening to the IndyCar coverage.
What are the odds?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and, you know, we'll definitely get in deeper, but Graham ran a very methodical and very even-keel race. He was aggressive at times, by all means. I'm sure Hunter Ray has a few words for him.
Yeah.
But then, it was smart. He was smart.
Yeah, well, there were so many stories in IndyCar, and we're going to touch on all those, but I think I want to start. I mean, there's a ton in Indy. There was everything from Esteban Gutierrez to Takuma Sato trying to follow up Indy 500. There's tons of other stories in IndyCar. We'll touch on all those, but let's go to MotoGP right now because that was a fantastic race, and I got to watch every second of the race, and those Ducatis looked like they were running nitrous oxide in the straights, man. They were so fast, even more so than usual.
Yeah, it really did. It looks good. Mugello's a neat course, too. But, you know, I have to wonder if all of that was going on, the passion of the Italians there, and Ducati's obviously, you know, one of their home manufacturers. Domenicali, the CEO of Ducati, was there and actually was quite animated. If you saw the end of the race, he got quite animated, and that's not the way he is. We met him here during the Panigale debut reveal for the R, and he was very, very monotone, very un-Italian, if you will. He just he wasn't real excitable, and he just was back very reserved through the entire weekend of the reveal. But yeah, definitely great time. Loved seeing the battle with all the guys up there. Dovi, just phenomenal. So happy for those guys.
I know. With Dovi, Andrea Dovizioso was incredibly fast and rode a good strategic race as well. And how many Ducatis in the top 10, if you count all different forms of factory teams and others? Because Petrucci, Danilo Petrucci, was on the podium, was third.
Yeah, we had, you had Dovi first, Petrucci third. Let's see, got to go back to, Lorenzo was in eighth, Iannone 10th. So there's four in the top 10.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And I'm glad to see Iannone showing well. You know, you hate to see somebody leave a team, but hey, that was awesome stuff. Marquez, is anybody else surprised how mediocre or mid-pack Marquez is this year?
Yeah.
Here he is again, sixth place. And that just still kind of shocks me. And I'd really like to do, I'm going to give myself some homework. I'm going to do some research and go back and compare the Honda times, lap times last year to this year, and compare the others. I want to see, did Honda fall off, or did everybody catch up with them? It's definitely a different field set. Valentino was on a charge, still came up short of the podium, but fourth place. It's always great to see Valentino working that.
And of course, the big story for Valentino Rossi was he even going to race after the motocross accident?
That's right. He had a tough motorcycle accident, beat him in the chest and abdomen pretty bad. And that was definitely questionable. I believe it was Wednesday afternoon. He finally got the doctors all clear to race and was cleared with Dorna. So glad to see that wasn't as serious as it could be. And one of the things that, you know, they were concerned with was stamina. Certainly his stamina has not come as strong as it has been. So it's Rossi. He's going to figure out a way to do
it. Superman. He's a 40-year-old Superman.
No kidding.
Almost 40 or whatever. And, was he 39, something like that?
Yeah, and Johan Zarco. I am loving watching Johan run.
I was just looking at that. I was wondering if you were going to talk about him, because it's been fun to watch this year, man.
He is just on fire. And like I said, I love it. He is kind of, you know, almost out of nowhere. You know, he's not a name that we've seen a lot up in the front. And then here he is just hammering away full beans on these.
Yeah, but there's nothing like this Italian rider, Italian motorcycle in the Italian Grand Prix with the Dovizioso winning, man. I just know that crowd was just crazy.
Absolutely. So, you know, talk about the Italians in the lead there. So Dovizioso is looking really good for the points. He's got 79, Rossi at 75 points. Go down to Petrucci with 42 points. So the Italians were fired up. And then you look at the brands, you know, Dovi on the Ducati, going down to Jorge and Petrucci, both on Ducatis for points. A lot of points for Ducati this year. Redding is at 11. So,
yep. So, all right, Les, what else? Any other surprises in the Italian GP and MotoGP? Anything that jumps out at you? I mean, I know that, look, Ducati winning it is a bit of a surprise. Anytime that it's not Yamaha or Honda, it's a little bit of a surprise, or Suzuki, but.
Right. You know, I can't say that there really was, but let me skip a little bit to Moto2. Alex Marquez, Mark's brother, is putting some hurt on some folks, and I mean that in a good way. He is running strong. He's had a great series of races so far. I'm really curious to see when he's going to get a GP test, and I want to see if what we've heard about him, rumors from folks that have seen he and Mark together on comparable bikes, saying that he's faster than his brother Mark. Yeah. I want to see that come true.
Well, also, following up with, I don't know, we talked about it last week with Nicky Hayden, but there was lots of helmets out there and lots of tributes to Nicky Hayden still. And it was good to see that.
Hey, it really was. And to give you an idea, so the service, I believe, was Monday, midday from Owensboro, and I watched quite a bit of it. At one time, there were 18,000 streams running on it.
Wow.
Can you imagine the viewership of that? I looked back at it later on, and it was in the millions of views on that. And so, to me, that really shows how much he was respected and loved. He was a one-time world champion for MotoGP, but I think that says way more than the single championship. You know, we said last week he was he's a good guy, honorable, just got the business done and was always very positive. You know, John, I know you also worked with him here at COTA some, doing some of the fan forums and the question and answer sessions. And, you know, he was always a guy like I felt like, you know, we'd go sit down and have a beer and just chat away.
Well, he was, you know, we did a couple of the fan tours and where they go into the room and everybody asked questions, and he just looked to me and was like, what should we do next? And he was never the prima donna or whatever, or yeah, arrogant at all. He was just the nicest guy and really quiet, and just said, what should I do next? You know, where do I go? What do I do? And it was just, you know, yeah, it was like you wouldn't have guessed that this was a MotoGP champion, and yeah, he was just such a great guy.
And heartfelt. So, folks, I mean, you know, what you saw on TV, if you weren't lucky to ever, you know, be in the same room or in his presence, what you saw on TV, that graciousness, that was truly him.
Yep. Well, I was just sitting there looking at the MotoGP Twitter feed, watching a 215-mile-an-hour wheelie across the finish line for Andrea Dovizioso with that monster of a motor in the Ducati. That's
215.
215, yeah.
Wow.
Vinales looked great. I mean, in fact, when Vinales was out front, I thought, I knew Dovi could catch him in the straights, but I didn't really expect him to get past him. But there was a mistake. Vinales made a mistake to let Dovi pass, and I'm not sure if that's what gave him the race, but that was definitely a mistake from Vinales, and Dovi ran with it from there. All right, well, guys, let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more IndyCar. In fact, we'll get a little in-depth. We have a lot of interviews, recorded interviews with a bunch of the drivers, but, of course, we have the winner of the weekend's race. Graham Rahal is going to join us at about 7:40. You're listening to Speed City live from Austin, Texas. We'll be back after these messages.
Ambien. Augusta motorcycles are the epitome of Italian style, precisely crafted with a passion for two-wheel art on wheels. Ducati Austin are the only MV Augusta and Ducati factory authorized technicians in Austin, servicing all European brands. Check the Brutale Sport Naked, the most extreme essential naked bike ever. Or the Turismo Veloce 800, the first revolutionary tourer to be built by MV Augusta. Or if you want a pedigree steeped in racing, then look no further than the World Supersport winning triple F3, 675 and 800. Or go all out for the ultimate legendary F4 MV Augusta. Italian style with Texas soul. Trade-in, consignments welcome and financing available. Ducati Austin and the home of MV Augusta at 818 Breaker Lane, just east of I-35. Precision Camera and Video is the largest camera store in Texas with over 10,000 square feet and packed with all the latest manufacturer offerings. Founded in 1976 and still owned and operated by its founders Jerry and Rosemary Sullivan, Precision Camera is committed to the finest customer experience. With hand-picked products and on-hand experts, you won't find a more helpful, knowledgeable and accommodating sales staff for quality service. Come see for yourself, Precision Camera and Video, 2438 West Anderson Lane.
Get the latest business news from CNBC. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30 and weekday afternoons at 12:30, 4:30 and 5:30.
We make you smarter. Hopefully, it'll also make you some money.
Stay connected with Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hey, Austin, wake up and fly right on Talk 1370.
My name is Christina Nelson, and this is Speed City.
I had a little John Belushi go a little bit there.
There you go. A little Christina Nelson.
Yeah.
Talking Ferrari drivers there. Hey, I got to tell you, next weekend, remind you, come on out to the Circa of Americas. Join the Speed City crowd. Even better, join the Ferrari crowd. Come on. Everybody looks good in red. Come on out June 11th. 40 years of Ferrari and the Canadian Grand Prix will be celebrated. Yes, Ferrari's older than 40 years, but there are going to be 40 years of historic Ferraris lined up at Circuit of the Americas next Sunday, June 11th, starting at noon, going to about 3 o'clock. We're going to have a watch party for the Canadian Grand Prix, but then there's an extra special cool event I want everybody to get involved in. In fact, if you yourself or you know somebody that is blind or visually impaired in any way, I particularly want to invite y'all to come out to a car show. You're going, Les, really? We go to a car show, well, we don't get to touch cars.
Well, first of all, Ferraris do sound pretty good.
They do sound good.
They've got a reputation for that.
They do. But this is a really special event. John and I were involved in a show several years ago, and a different mark, but this is the same show. This is something just giving folks that are blind or visually impaired a chance to really enjoy the cars that they cannot visualize, and they're going to visualize them in the way they do. They get, you know, very soft gloves, and the owners of these Ferraris, including all the way back, there's going to be a prototype Dino there, 1969.
Ooh. Wow.
That's worth
a pretty penny.
That probably a few million.
Yeah.
I also have a pretty good inclination that there's going to be a Ferrari F40 there.
Ooh, nice.
Now get this. These folks that come and are blind, visually impaired, get to get some soft gloves, and they get to run their hands all over these shapes and help them visualize what we've all been blessed with seeing. And so I'll tell you, it is very emotional for me to get to see that occur. And I'm really proud of Ferrari of Austin and the Ferrari Club of America Hills Country Chapter. Proud of all those guys for stepping in and doing this. We had a meeting. They said we want to do something cool for somebody. And It just so happened I just spoke about this other event, and I offered it to them, and they're like, we're in. Can we do it at the track? Made a call. We're in.
That's awesome.
Here we go. Join us. June 11th at noon, Circuit of the Americas. We're going to be in the Velocity Lounge. I hope y'all make a point of coming out and not only enjoying the Canadian Grand Prix with us, but stick around and check out the Ferraris. Great bit of history there.
That's amazing to watch the visually impaired people, how their faces light up when they get to do that. So that's going to be cool. All right, guys, let's talk some IndyCar because we got Graham Rahal coming on. I just got a text from the press people at IndyCar. He's going to make it to the show tonight. He's going to be probably about 7:45, but let's talk some IndyCar now because we've got We got several interviews, little clips we want to play. But this weekend was in Detroit was really, it's a little bit different from the previous years because they smoothed out the track a little bit. In fact, I want to start with the first clip from Alexander Rossi, because Rossi, as you know, last year, rookie, won the Indy 500, had never that been guy. To Detroit, yeah. right? And when he said he got on that rough track, let's play this clip, and I want you to hear how he describes what he thought was happening when he first raced on Detroit. Let's hear from Alexander Rossi.
Well, I know this place now, and I know what to expect a little bit. It was a huge eye-opener last year. I literally thought the car was breaking over the bumps. So now it's normal, and I feel good about it, and just excited that we have a good starting spot.
Yeah. They
breaking apart over the bumps.
Yeah, the car breaking. So, yeah. So, anyway, this year, the track was smoothed out. It was actually a big part of the story this weekend because, man, it still looks rough. I mean, you see those cars bouncing down the track. I can't imagine how bad it was last year compared.
Well, you remember the Houston race that we covered years ago, and, you know, that was a disastrous track. And, you know, I remember being there in a conference and Graham Rahal bringing it up. It's like that hump, that is seriously dangerous. And then I forget who it was, Elio maybe, but... took flight off the bump and hit the fence. But,
oh yeah, who was that? I don't recall.
But it's something else. The street races are very different. That so if you're here in the Central Texas area or really anywhere, imagine a city park that you go to that has some roads going through it. That is what they were driving on.
Yeah,
that is what that course is. It is street. It is daily driven. They are roads that are not intended for really high speed, and yet somebody's got the ad to put it. IndyCar on it and put on a great show, no less.
Yeah, it was fun to watch, and I want to play some other clips here because we've got here. Let's play this one from Takuma Sato, because obviously after winning the Indy 500, you know, these guys, he went through the tour of all the media, and then they got to jump right in it and go to, you know, because really, if you think about it, the way the Indy 500 counts dual points, and then you got the duel in Detroit. So you really got four races worth of points all in one, and all the pressure and all of what he went through after winning the 500.
Well, exactly. I mean, so talk about the double points. He only has one win, but he hits 292 points off that one win.
Yeah, yeah.
Launched him into third place.
All right, well, let's hear from Takuma Sato.
It was tough, but the boy did a great job. I think, you know, we had no mistake. We'd done everything we could. Unfortunately, we didn't quite have a speed for the winning car today. Congrats to the Graham and Team Rahal. A fantastic achievement. We will gather the data and look forward to the rest of the season.
Yeah, love it, love it. So, you know, just run down the standings currently. Scott Dixon, we had him on for qualifying on the pole at Indy. He's currently first with 303 points. Always fun. Yeah, neat, really calm guy. You know, if you saw that accident that he had with Indy, totally going airborne over that and coming out, banged up his ankles. He's doing okay. Saw some reports with him for this weekend, and he's still a little bit tender, but he was released to run with it. Elio Castroneves.
Yeah, and you know what? He's a left foot breaker too, and that, which was a big deal. You know,
interesting. Yeah. Elio is second place with 295 points, two poles, no wins, but doesn't matter. There's points all over the place to collect. And then Takuma Sato in third place, as we spoke. So that's that gives you the first three. We're going to have Graham on here in a little bit. Graham is up to six with two wins all this weekend. How cool is that? I think there ought to be bonus points if you do something like that. Yeah. That's got him up to 251 points, sixth place right now. But, you know, Graham has a connection to Austin. And so I'm going to ask him if he'll come down and visit his buddy and meet us out at the track.
What's his connection?
Well, we've got this fantastic car company here called Elite Motorsports.
Oh, okay. That's right. He knows SW.
SW are buddies. And so fantastic. I was texting back and forth with SW earlier, and we're going to tell Graham hello for him. But I think there's a reason he needs to come to town. We need to get him in some of those new Formula cars that are out at the Circuit of Americas. Who else to shake down a couple of those?
Yeah, that's not bad. All right. We got a couple more clips I want to play from the IndyCar race today. Let's... Will Power is is up next. Let's go ahead and play the Will power clip, and then we'll talk about that.
Great strategy and a good finish. So really happy to get the Verizon Chevy in P3 on the podium.
Do you have anything at the end on the restart?
My only shot was probably getting through the turn two a little better. Just wasn't quite close enough. So and it was my teammate, so I wasn't going to take a big risk.
Yeah, you know, Will's being conservative, and I think that's a good thing to do right now for him. He's back, I want to say around eighth place currently. And so that is not a place, not real comfortable, but not bad. But yeah, he's eighth place with 233 points. He's got a win and three poles. He's got it in him. You know, he's always delivered well, but he's also very smart, and he's not one to be real aggressive. He and Rossi, you know, were close to each other. Rossi, actually, we skipped him. Rossi's up in seventh right now with 246. No wins, no poles this year.
I do like the way Will Power just sounds like he lost every race when he's, hey, we did a really good job today. It's really, we did fantastic.
He's reading somebody else's script.
But you know what? That's probably one of the things that makes him such a good driver. He's such an even keel guy, right?
Yeah. And, well, you know, we've seen that. With talk about even keels, Alexander Rossi was so methodical when we first met him, and talking about the things that he was going through with when he was over in the FIA GP series, and those are just something else. You know, it takes that kind of personality. To me, I think that
I don't know. There's some of them that
might not be exciting to talk to, but watch his racing. That's what he gets paid for.
Exactly. Absolutely. All right, we got another. Let's hear this other clip, other IndyCar clip. This is Joseph Newgarden. Let's play that.
Graham and those guys, they did a great job, so congrats to them. You know, for us, we came up a little bit shy in the race, I think, just from really our second to last stint. We got held up a little bit on our strategy, but, you know, still a great run for us. We're going to be pretty happy with P2 and super stoked for Verizon and Hum and everyone involved in this number two car. I think it was still a good weekend for us at Team Penske. And happy to be in Detroit. You know, this is Chevrolet City. I was trying to get Chevrolet that victory, but we just couldn't get it done.
You know, Newgarden came out. Everybody was saying they're on television. They were going, you know, what's he going to do? How's he going? You know, he had half of the push to pass time that Ray Hall did. I mean, Ray Hall had that thing when they went to the red flag with two laps left. There was nobody going to catch him unless he made some giant crazy mistake. So there was not Newgarden was not going to catch him, but. We just got a couple minutes left. Let me just touch on some F1. Obviously, F1 had the weekend off, but you know, obviously the one of the big stories has been that Lewis Hamilton and talking about IndyCar and how basically what he said was, he said, if Alonso can come in and do that well, having never done this before, you know, must not be that great. Well, I like what Graham Rahal said about that.
What'd Graham say?
Well, Graham was saying, he said, well, you know, I guess if I went out in racing week, you know, and all I had to do was, you know, beat my teammate and then have to worry about anybody else in the field, you know, which is, there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. It was pretty funny. So it's been an interesting little argument to watch. But some of the other stories in F1 right now, I mean, we're talking coming up, got the Canadian Grand Prix coming up, and that is going to be the 50th. I believe it's been 50 years since the first Canadian Grand Prix coming up next weekend, so that'll be pretty cool. And the other big stories in F1 right now, really, it's just, you know, Michael Schumacher, by the way, has the most poles in the Canadian Grand Prix. So Lewis Hamilton has 5 in the Canadian Grand Prix, so that's going to be fun to watch and see if he can do that. And it'll be fun to watch Lewis Hamilton if anybody asks him about IndyCar next weekend, because I hope some of the European press will do that.
I hope so. I'd like to hear that and see how they respond to it.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break right now, because we're going to try to get in another segment before we talk to Graham Rahal. He's going to call in about 15, 20 minutes. We are Speed City and live from Austin, Texas, and we'll be right back after these quick messages.
If you've ridden motorcycles in this part of the country for long, no doubt you know of Bud's Motorcycle Shop. Bud left this world a while back but his legendary Harley service rides on. No longer is Bud's in downtown Austin. It is now Ravel's Heavy Duty, and they've moved out by the Formula One track. You'll see all the familiar faces, so bring in your new, used, and abused. But there's no sign of shiny showroom prices. So check it out at Ravel'sHeavyDuty.com.
Precision Camera and Video is the largest camera store in Texas with over 10,000 square feet and packed with all the latest manufacturer offerings. Founded in 1976 and still owned and operated by its founders Jerry and Rosemary Sullivan, Precision Camera is committed to the finest customer experience. With hand-picked products and on-hand experts, you won't find a more helpful, knowledgeable, and accommodating sales staff for quality service. Come see for yourself, Precision Camera and Video, 2438 West Anderson Lane. The racetrack. It's where legends are born, where only the finest machines earn their reputation for innovation and dominance. Such are the nameplates you'll find at Aston Martin of Austin, Lotus of Austin, Bentley Austin, and Rolls-Royce Motorcars. Austin exotic, iconic automobiles whose racing heritage turns everyday driving into an inspiring journey, because you're never just along for the ride. Highway 183 north of McNeil Road.
Take talk with you anywhere with the all-new Talk 1370 app. Listen to your favorite shows, keep up with the latest breaking news, and more. Search for Talk 1370 in the App Store or find the links at talk1370.com.
It's anywhere I need.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
The right choice for breaking news first. Talk 1370, the right choice.
And you're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to Speed City, home of the championships.
Girls and motorcycles? There you go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What do you got there? You got some more girl and motorcycle stories?
You bet. You know, last year we did a great story. We've been following an organization. I hope you are with it. And if you haven't heard that segment, we'll put it out again. But motorcycle-missions.org is a very heartfelt organization founded by one of our audience members that I met at one of the bike nights. Crystal Hess co-founded this with a couple of folks that all have a passion for helping veterans, and in particularly veterans that deal with PTSD. Now, they do it in a way. Crystal actually has some background in helping with these folks and first responders, and she has a love for motorcycles and particularly building them. She also, in fact, won a build-off nationwide build-off competition, beating out some names you've probably heard of. So yesterday we had the big debut, and she invited me to come out and be there for it. It was really cool. They took an old Harley Springer from the 90s, built up just this amazing bike. And what's so special about it is it's actually the veterans and first responders dealing with PTSD that do the work, and they learn skills. And, you know, a lot of what they deal with is confidence. And so this helps them build confidence and see value. They build a motorcycle, and then they actually give it away to another well-deserving veteran. And so really cool to see that. You know, thank you, Crystal, and everybody that support that organization. If you are of the like to help folks with that, please go visit motorcycle-missions.org. They've got a way to donate, whether you want to donate parts, motorcycles, talent, money. I think they'll take money. They've got ways of spending it. But really, it is a very heartfelt. It is a 501(c). It is legit. Come check it out. And especially if you're coming in next weekend for the Rot Rally, be sure and follow them on Facebook and you'll catch them there. One other event going on next weekend is Ravel's Biker Memorial Open House. Be sure and come on out to Ravel's Heavy Duty Cycles. You hear them advertising with us. They're out right by the Circuit of the Americas on FM 812. And there'll be things on the grill that they're going to be serving you lunch and serving you something cold to drink, too. Let's just leave it a little general there. But come
well, they
out.
They are right next to Bubba's. No telling what they're.
Hey, come on now. Come on now. So there you go. Yeah, definitely come out there. See all the stock. Remember, it used to be Bud's Motorcycle here in Austin. So a lot of fun events going around Rot Rally. Pay attention to Speed City. We'll get you to the right places.
All right. Well, we're going to jump right into the Red Bull Rallycross because Jonathan Green has just called in. He was on the bus a while ago, So if you
short bus,
that goes without saying. So he may be talking quiet. Mr. Green, how are you?
I've been special for a long time. You know that, Les.
I've sat next to you on the short bus. Yes, I know.
I just took a ride home with Austin Dine, who's part of Ray Hall Letterman.
Oh, yeah.
Team. So everyone's celebrating for Graham's great victory, double. And, yeah, we've had a fantastic Red Bull weekend, too. Definitely. GRC, it's probably one of the best venues we've been to. Great crowd. And really good fun. A lot of fun. Rains right at the end, but that's just our won't. Seems to rain everywhere we go. But all good fun.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, what a great connection to the Ray Hall team, man.
Speed City, brought to you by Graham Ray Hall.
Andretti Autosport, of course. And we've also got Reinhold Racing as well. And we've also got Brian Herter Racing. So.
Yeah, there's a bunch of that's right. There's a bunch of teams that have got crossovers there. That's pretty cool, man. That Red Bull, that Global Rallycross. We've got our intern Matt who's sitting across from me right now, and so a few years ago when he first came to Coda, I said, you know, how'd you get excited about motorsports to begin with? And he said, man, I think it was Ken Block. He was watching Ken Block videos. Yeah. On YouTube or whatever, and this is the same thing. This is crazy, 600 horsepower, little tiny cars. What a blast. So, Jonathan, tell us about this weekend. I know we have that little clip from the winner, Steve Arpin, but tell us about this weekend.
Well, this weekend was our first doubleheader. So we had two rounds, one in Memphis, which was run by Scott Speed. We had another round in Louisville a couple of weeks ago, just before the Indy 500, and that was won by Sebastian Ericsson, and it was Honda's first win. And then we had the doubleheader starting yesterday, and that was won by Tanner Faust. In the Volkswagen. So three different winners, three different manufacturers, really exciting. And Faust and Speed have been going at it. They're teammates in the VW team, but they've been going at it wheel to wheel for the last 2 years. And in fact, Faust's win equaled the record of career wins in the series, equal with his teammate, Scott Speed. So that means they both won 12 each. And that's how it stands at the moment because in our doubleheader today, Steve Arpin took victory, his second victory of his career, and a brilliant victory too because it looked as though it was all going Faust's way, but Faust crashed out while leading, and Arpin picked up the pieces and ran it home.
All right, well, let's go ahead and play this interview with Steve Arpin. We're going to maybe not hear the whole thing, Jonathan, but we'll cut out of it, but let's hear this interview with Steve Arpin.
Okay, Speed City fans, you can hear from my voice, the man next to me has made me hoarse, quite literally, because I haven't got any voice left. It's Steve Arpin, the Canadian winner of today's race here in Connecticut. Steve, fantastic result for you, 2 weeks before going home to Canada. Great way to do it.
It's this is all about people. We have six guys, but we have the six best guys in the sport working on my car. It's absolutely incredible. This Jacob wrap is seeming to be a lucky wrap, right?
Yeah, that's the blue. You had the yellow yesterday, but the blue came good and won you.
Absolutely. So the car was fast all day. The Volkswagens were better than us. They were just hands down faster than us. Tanner was in a league of his own this weekend, and we knew the only thing we could do was try and push as hard as we could to pressure him, follow him to the Joker, just stay there so he had to see us in his rearview mirror. And it was a tough racetrack. Like, that racetrack was so hard.
Jonathan, it sounds like you had a good time this weekend.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And two different winners. And now, with Arpin winning, before we head to another doubleheader in Ottawa, it's really close now. Arpin's right up there with the two Volkswagen boys, and he's taking it to them. So it's going to be a really long and fast championship.
Hey, folks, I want y'all to do something. If you don't already follow Speed City on Facebook, do it. And the reason I tell you that is because Jonathan fires up Facebook Live and he goes walking around, sometimes putting himself in embarrassing situations, sometimes somebody else. Sometimes he follows a media person into a car and watches them blast off in one of these cars and screech like a little girl. So
it's so funny you say that. I was just thinking that. I watched him. It was so funny, Jonathan, the walkthrough you did. It was several minutes on Facebook Live. It was so good. It's the last thing I said to my wife. I said, watch Jonathan's Facebook. It was hilarious. Yeah.
So you definitely want to follow that so you'll get the alerts when Jonathan fires up.
Hey, Jonathan, we got to go to break because we got Graham Ray Hall coming on pretty quick. Are you going to try to stick with us through that?
Yeah, I can stick with you guys.
All right, well, go get some hot tea and maybe something else in there to clear up the throat, and we'll be back here in a minute.
You got it.
Precision Camera and Video is the largest camera store in Texas with over 10,000 square feet and packed with all the latest manufacturer offerings. Founded in 1976 and still owned and operated by its founders Jerry and Rosemary Sullivan, Precision Camera is committed to the finest customer experience. With hand-picked products and on-hand experts, you won't find a more helpful, knowledgeable, and accommodating sales staff for quality service. Come see for yourself, Precision Camera and Video, 2438 West Anderson Lane. MV Agusta motorcycles are the epitome of Italian style, precisely crafted with a passion for two-wheel art on wheels. Ducati Austin are the only MV Agusta and Ducati factory authorized technicians in Austin, servicing all European brands. Check the Brutale Sport Naked, the most extreme essential naked bike ever. Or the Turismo Veloce 800, the first revolutionary tourer to be built by MV Agusta. Or if you want a pedigree steeped in racing, then look no further than the World Supersport winning triple F3, 675 and 800. Or go all out for the ultimate legendary F4 MV Agusta. Italian style with Texas soul. Trade-in, consignments welcome and financing available. Ducati Austin and the home of MV Agusta at 818 Breaker Lane, just east of I-35.
Get breaking news, exclusive contests, and more delivered right to your inbox.
I like knowing things.
Join the Right Choice Club at Talk1370.com and you'll be in the know. Just go to Talk1370.com and click on the Right Choice Club from Talk1370.
The Right Choice.
Talk1370. The Right Choice.
Hi there, my name's Derek Bell. This is Speed City.
Welcome back to Speed City. Derek Bell, he did a pretty good job on the racetrack.
He's done all right. Yep, he has done very well.
All right, we're waiting on Graham Rahal to call in, winner of both races in Detroit at the IndyCar this weekend. Jonathan, I guess there was a bit of talk about IndyCar out there at the Red Bull Global Rallycross guys, right?
Absolutely, and of course, you know, I mean, Andretti is still kind of floating, if you will. The press officer for Indy Lights was also the press officer for Andretti here. So, yeah, they're very familiar. And, in fact, one of the engineers, the team manager on the Andretti Speed and Fast car, was also working on Alonso's car during the 500. So there's a great crossover there, too. So a lot of guys and the mechanics and so on swap forth. So, yeah, a lot of interest. And, in fact, we had the double here this weekend because we had Colin Brown from Texas and John Bennett did the double because they did a race at IMSA at Belle Isle, and then they took a helicopter and made the final yesterday.
Man, you know,
so that was our first ever double.
Yeah, there are some serious race drivers in Red Bull Global. Scott Speed, former F1 driver. I mean, obviously Tanner Faust, and I mean, you say Colin Brown. So there's obviously some great drivers in that series. But hey, Jonathan, I think we have our special guest on the line. We are so excited here on Speed City to welcome Graham Rahal, who just won both races in Detroit. Graham Rahal, welcome to Speed City.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, welcome back. And by the way, a special message from your buddy here in Austin. SW says congrats, dude.
Thank you.
So I was texting with him earlier.
I saw he texted me, actually, but it's hard to kind of catch up, honestly. But, you know, he's a great guy. We have a lot of fun talking cars and things like that.
It is. You got to come visit, and I'm going to say this. We have some open wheels over here at Circuit of Americas now. I want to see you on this track, buddy.
Yeah, no, man, it'd be great. You know, I'd love to see IndyCar come down there and race there. Obviously, Formula One does, but, you know, I know the show that IndyCar Racing puts on, we could blow it away there. We could have a lot of fun. But, a great day, great weekend here for us. And, you know, it's great to carry some momentum out of the month of May, which is long, obviously, with the Indy 500 and everything else going on. You know, come up here to Detroit with the United Rentals car and sweep the weekend.
Well, John and I were arguing. He says there's been a double winner once. I was saying I could not recall any of them. Do you recall?
Well, I didn't think so, but somebody told me There's never been one in Detroit, but somebody told me that when we did one in Toronto, you know, that somebody won the double up there. But I'm not sure if that's true or not.
This is America. We don't care about them.
Exactly.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead, Jonathan. This is Jonathan Green.
Yeah, I'm calling in from, I've just been watching your team with Austin Dine doing the rallycross. But I was at the 500 last week, and you know, I'm so happy for you because your form this year, I just want to put your finger on it, but it's just been, you know, you seem to have really advanced and really seem confident in the car. When everybody told me you'd won today, I wasn't surprised because this has been coming. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I mean, I just think our guys have done a really good job, and you know, they've kept their chin up. I mean, we've had some really strong performances. You know, it's just, as everybody knows with racing, I mean, there's a heck of a lot of luck that goes into this too. And so, you know, unfortunately, that hasn't been on our side recently. But today or this weekend, at least, you know, the trouble kind of stayed away from us. You know, our guys did a great job in the pits. We were able to just work hard. And the car was phenomenal, obviously. But, you know, I did feel it coming. You know, I was just told a stat a minute ago that over the last 30 races, we won 5 of them. So that's pretty strong, you know, when you really think about it. And I'm certainly proud of our guys for making that happen.
Yeah, well, you guys proud this weekend. It was a dominant weekend. I mean, just looked so strong, qualifying, everything all weekend long. It just looked like you guys could do no wrong. And so what were you thinking? I have to ask you this. I was sitting there watching the race, and at the last, when you had the red flag and you're sitting in the car, you've had this incredible weekend, and you're just sitting there with just that little tiny bit to go. What's running through your mind?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was definitely frustrating with the red flag and all that sort of thing. I, you know, certainly wasn't excited to see it come out. You know, I knew that we were really, really strong. And so, you know, I just wanted to kind of run it to the finish and have some clean air and go. But, you know, that wasn't the case this time around. So we just had to keep our heads down, try to get away from Newgarden. You know, and finish it off. And luckily we did. I think we led 96 of the 140 laps possible this weekend. And, you know, with all the strategies and everything else going on, that's a pretty strong performance. So, again, you know, I'm really proud of my team. They've done a tremendous job.
Absolutely. Well, now I remember last time we had John, you were real involved. You're always involved with charities, but do you have a favorite right now that you're involved with? I was thinking you had some program you were doing.
Well, yeah, Turns for Troops is our latest initiative, and it's what we've been doing with United Rentals. And basically what we do is for every lap complete, United Rentals donates $50 you know, per lap. So you're looking at $7,000 for this weekend overall. You know, which was really good. But in May alone, we raised about $48,330 or something. So, you know, really proud of that as well. You know, our goal is to help Soldiers Strong, and basically what Soldiers Strong does is help vets get back on their feet again. You know, exoskeleton suits and things like that. So, you know, again, really, really pleased that we completed all the laps, raised a lot of money, had a good weekend.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's a lot of money. You ought to ask them about maybe what they might do on the rate of when you're leading laps. That 96 might have added up even nicer. But hey, Grandma,
you know, maybe that's a good idea. Maybe not a bad one. I'll throw that
I don't know.
Out.
Not, maybe not after this weekend. They're second guessing.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you something. It was really emotional watching you with your dad. I mean, that's got to be really, really special for you guys.
Yeah, it's great, and you know, it's been awesome to have my pops here this weekend, and you know, to see both wins and stuff like that. So, you know, he's been a huge influence on my entire life, as everybody can imagine, and to get a couple wins like that, I know is special for him.
Well, I heard y'all are going out to dinner, so you definitely need to, you know, bump it up a little. Get that the double cheese steak burger tonight. You know, he can afford that for you. But yeah, that's a cool Steak and Shake you know, sponsorship there that you've got going. I was joking around with somebody about it, and I said, yeah, he'll get the double tonight.
that'd be good, man. That'd be good. That's a good point. So, you know, as soon as I'm done with media here, we'll head off and get some food.
Well, you're going to be...
We'll bug you again next weekend because we're coming to Texas, or at least I am.
Yeah,
that's right. And, hey, folks, you got to get there early because I don't know who doesn't want a Graham Rahal bobblehead.
Exactly. Who doesn't want that? It's for the first 20,000 fans are giving away bobbleheads of me. So, get one, enjoy it. And again, we're going back as a defending champion. We put on the best race you'll ever see in Texas. So,
and he does like Texas, I'll say, after last year.
And try to win again and do three in a row.
Oh, yeah, that would
definitely be
nice.
That would
be Graham,
cool.
I got to ask you one last question. We ask this of every driver. This is kind of what's something we like to do. But it's a two-part question for you. I want to ask you what your daily driver is, and number two, did you buy it from SW?
The answer is no. and my daily driver has lately been an Acura TLX A-Spec, which is just about to come out. I absolutely love the thing there. I got a pre-production, but what I daily drive most of the time is my Acura NSX. So,
what generation?
The new one.
Oh my gosh, we've been looking a bunch of the Acura drivers and stuff, and we found out you're the guy that's driving the one.
Obviously,
my racing number is 15, and they got me chassis VIN number 15. So.
Oh, you're kidding.
In my collection forever.
Wow, that's amazing.
Hey, so, Graham, I know you are booked up. I got one last thing. We're going to divert away from IndyCar. I was watching some of the qualifying yesterday from New England Nationals, the NHRA event. And, folks, Graham's wife is darn fast to run on. Courtney Force, you know that name. Yeah. But Courtney had a major explosion yesterday. I saw her get out of the car. Did she check out okay?
Yeah, I know she's okay. She's all right. So, I'll see her tomorrow, and I'm sure she's doing well. But of course, as you can imagine, with something like that, it rattles you pretty good. But she's all good. So I'm excited to see her tomorrow.
Fantastic. Well, give her our best. You know, I've been in the stands and felt that percussion in the stands. I can't imagine sitting behind it and with it 10 feet away from you.
Graham Rahal, thank you so much for coming back on Speed City. Man, congratulations on an amazing weekend. So dominant, incredible, and thanks a lot. We'll see you in Texas next weekend.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Travel safe.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Graham.
Yeah, that's I knew he had to go, man. He's got a ton. Yeah, I wanted to ask him one last question about
darn. What were you going to ask?
I was just going to ask him.
I'll try to stand in.
No. Well, okay, do it. I was going to ask him about Lewis Hamilton, if he had any words for Lewis Hamilton after his
dumb. Well, I've seen Graham respond.
I got the answer for that one. Bring it on, Lewis.
Yeah. I'm thinking there's a shake of the head. A little bowing of the chest. Bring it on, Brett.
It's kind of funny. As much as Lewis Hamilton loves the United States and, you know, likes to come here and talk great about it, the little trash talk about Indy, I didn't thought about that aspect. He does it. He loves it here.
He does love it. But, you know, that's something I'll say, you know, except for the soccer or football, if you're British, that's about the only time I really see any trash talking from the Brits, you know? Maybe that's something he's getting from his American exposure that he's going to trash talk a little bit.
If we just
now
had a Brit to ask this question of,
darn it.
Let me see.
Exactly. Now, listen, chaps, let me just put you straight here. Lewis Hamilton is not a big fan of Alonso. If you remember, they were together once, and together not being the operative word, at McLaren. It didn't work out so well. So I think because Alonso was getting limelight in Monaco and was the darling of the Indy 500 this year, maybe that's where Lewis is, you know, kind of coming from.
Yeah. Sour grapes.
That is, that's interesting. I bet you're right, Jonathan.
It's worth a thought.
Yeah. Speaking of F1 and Indy, it's funny. I was thinking about the criticism everybody talking about how Indy's been so entertaining and Formula One can be accused of not being entertaining. But to me, it's a very different thing that, you know, IndyCar is, with how many different drivers led, how many different lead changes, like 35 lead changes in the Indy 500 last week. And it's very exciting. But when I think of Formula One, it's It is different. Yeah, the technology's higher. I mean, the G-forces are higher. The money is astronomical. And then there's the movie stars and everything. It's just a whole different animal. And I love to watch both. I mean, IndyCar has been phenomenal to watch this year. But I can't say that I don't love that I like it any more than watching Formula One. I've really loved them both. What do you guys think?
Go ahead, Les.
I definitely like them both. Now, I'll say that, before Mario Andretti won the world champion for Formula One, IndyCar is what I watched. But predominantly, back in those days, you didn't have the season as thick as it was. And predominantly, we watched the Indy 500. I was following the Texans, Johnny Rutherford, A.J. Foyt, and the likes. And so that was what drew me to that. But I'm going to say they're both great racing. They're different, very different in technology. To me, it's just a shame we can't get them here in Austin.
Yeah,
IndyCars.
That is the most important thing out of all this discussion. We need IndyCar in Austin. I like that idea. What about you, Jonathan?
Yeah, I mean, when Indy's strong and when Formula One's strong, motor racing is strong. And I think, I've never, give me two ants, two snails, and I'll watch it if they race racing. And I just love the fact that Indy is back to where its former glory was, because back in the heydays when Nigel Mansell won the world championship and then went to Indy. Jacques Villeneuve, Formula One world champion and Indy champion. So there's a lot of crossover, and sometimes we forget, we cloud the history. And of course, I think because they feel like they've competed against each other, both the organizations have kind of separated each other and tried to kind of distance each other from each other. But when Fernando Alonso does what he did last weekend, then it cuts right through it, because he was, in his first time out, competitive, and he loved every minute of it, and he will be back, I can assure you. You've got Montoya, who's done both. You've got Rahal, who is, won't ever go to Formula One. He doesn't need to, but he is totally capable. And that's what I think needs to be mentioned here is, the drivers that you see in Indy are as good as the Formula One drivers. I mean, Gutierrez coming in this weekend, 19th. And that just tells you everything you need to know. It's not a simple thing to walk in here. So I think that what people need to understand is that the level of driver, forget the car for a second, is very, very equal.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Jonathan. I mean, again, Gutierrez, but yeah, all these different, Lewis Hamilton saying that it was amazing that, I mean, he was throwing a dig at Indy by saying that Alonso came in and did as well as he did without having experience. But Alonso is the best of the best in Formula One, arguably as good or if not better than Lewis Hamilton. And so you take some of these guys in Indy at the very top of their game and put them in an F1 car.
Well, I'll throw it back at Lewis, because if Lewis is listening, and he might be because he's a good friend of Les's, if Lewis is listening, I don't reckon he could achieve what Alonso achieved in the amount of time that he did. And I reckon he would not have competed and led 27 laps as Alonso did.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Well, real quick, guys, we just got a minute or so left in the show. I want to touch on a couple of things. One, it's getting close to Le Mans.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And also, we got an email from the guys at FIAWC reminding us about the U.S. Formula 4 Championship also going to be at the Lone Star Le Mans in September. So we got
and the Renault V8s.
Yep, and the Renault V8s. This is going to be really cool, but I want to leave the last few seconds here. We've got less than a minute. Jonathan, I just wanted to touch on what happened in London, and I wanted you to, it's just a horrific thing, and we don't talk about a lot of this stuff, but this is we have a big UK audience as well, and I just wanted to get your take on that.
Yeah, my heart goes out to what's happened in the last few weeks in my home country, and then Manchester, which is actually where I'm from. My family are from 20 miles from there. Very sad indeed. And of course, London was my home for a long, long time. And it's very scary. I'm very saddened by it all. And I'm glad that, like you say, you have time to mention that. So, I appreciate it. But it's very, very sad. And I just hope that we can all live through this.
All right, Greeny. Well, thanks a lot, buddy. We got to go. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning into Speed City. Talk to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.